guys, what's up? Back with MGM Marketabilities Podcast. I don't even know what number we're on. Doesn't matter. Just happy that you guys are here watching or listening, wherever you're at, and very grateful for it. And so if you guys know, on the last episode, it was Angie and I, and you know, we were talking about, we're going to give you guys an update on our, you know, neglect. Well, unfortunately, Angie couldn't make it in today, which is okay. We will recap on that at another time. But we did not neglect what we needed to do, and that's what matters. Anyways, so today, this podcast, we're going to talk about five things that involve having true integrity in your business, because having integrity is just, it's a must. You have to have integrity, or those people aren't going to want to work with you. And so why do you need integrity? You need it because, number one, you have to build trust. So if you say you're going to do something, you know, this project, this job, or whatever it is, this service, and you do not hold up to what yet you said you were going to do, people are going to lose trust. Or if you say that you're going to do it in a certain timeline, people are going to lose trust. For example, we were meeting with a potential client the other day, and they told us that they had hired someone to shoot a Christmas marketing video for them. I think they shot it in like October, November, sometime. It was early enough, you know, early enough for them to get it, edit it, do whatever they needed to do. And apparently they didn't get the video until March of next year. That doesn't seem possible, right? Lesson learned, if you're doing something for a specific season, make sure it gets in either during the season or before the season so that it can be, you know, posted appropriately. That's a big one. Okay, number two is brand reputation. If you do not hold up your end of the bargain, if you do not hold up your integrity, over time, like, you know, here and there, you know, say it's like a job here, a job there. You're like, you kind of drop the ball and you're like, whatever. It's just one job. And you keep saying that every 3 or 4 months, like, it's just one job, just one job. Well, word's going to get around because people talk about that. And they, especially when somebody's like, hey, should I use this business? And they're going to be like, well, this is what happened to me. And it wasn't good. And eventually your reputation is going to go down the drain. It doesn't matter how good you're, it doesn't even matter if your service is better than your competition and superior and cheaper or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter because people want people they can trust more importantly than anything else. Because sometimes the quality doesn't matter. They just want someone that they trust. And, your company's reputation is huge. I mean, don't get me wrong. I totally get, you know, you promising to do something like wash your dishes at home at night, and then you get home late and you're like, I'll do it tomorrow. But this is different. You're working for other people. People have expectations. You've made promises and you have to keep those promises if you want to keep your reputation. Okay. Number three, which is a big one because it's called customer retention. Okay. So if you do what you say you're going to do, more likely people are going to rehire you for another job, for them, you know? So in our case, you know, we do a lot of video marketing, and there are a few companies that we work for where we're not monthly with them. Like they only come to us when they need stuff, and that's okay. They keep coming back because we do a great job, and when they need, you know, marketing videos, photography, whatever it is, we are the first phone call every single time because we do what we say we're going to do. We have integrity and we do a great job, right? And let me tell you, it is so much easier to keep a customer than it is to find new customers because you already have the relationship intact. You already have the relationship established, and it's like you don't have to do this weird back and forth and convincing, or, you know, it's like dating someone new. You know, you almost feel like you have to put on a little bit of a front to impress them first before they really get to know you. It's like, no. With customer retention, you guys already know each other. You guys know each other, how each other work, and all of that's gone. You guys just get down to the details, work, get it done, and move on to the next thing. So customer retention is huge for lots of reasons. And then if you're not thinking about your integrity and you're wanting to do this business for a long time, then you're in trouble. Because what integrity is going to do is it's going to give you longevity. Because if people are trusting you, you're going to continue to get business 10 years from now, because it's like something that you did today, you followed through, you did the right thing. People remember that. People remember that you did what you said you were going to do. And so that sets your business up for a long, long time, because going back to the point we just had, customer retention, people are going to keep coming back, which means every time you get a new customer and you do a great job and you have customer retention, then not only have you gained a new customer, but you may gain a new customer for life. And that's such a big deal, because that's longevity. That's you doing the thing that you want to do for a long time. And isn't that great? Like, isn't that what we want? Like, we want to continue doing business with people that we know, like, and trust. Like, so yeah. Yeah. All right. Last one. Number five. If you have true integrity, like if you're doing the things that you said you were going to do for your clients and you really go above and beyond, you're going to be different. Most people don't do that. Like, seriously, like, as sad as that is, like, most people don't go above and beyond and do exactly what they said they were going to do. And it's crazy to me. Like, I don't know, like, it's crazy that I have to say that, right? Like, that it makes you different to have integrity. It's bad. You know, it's a crazy world that we live in, and people are just trying to make money and trying to survive, and they live in a, you know, survive or and die, you know, type of attitude. And, you know, I think we really work from, you know, whenever you give, you're going to get back 10 times more. So we always try to give, we always try to do a little bit extra, and always try to add something more if we can, because that's just how the world should be. Like, we should be more of a giving community, a giving and thriving a culture, you know? And so if you have integrity of, you know, again, I've said this like 10 times, I think, but doing what you said you were going to do when it comes to your business and it comes to your product and the timeline and everything, you know, if there's a deadline and you hit those deadlines, like, do it. Don't hesitate to do that, because it's going to set you apart from all of your competition. People are so busy right now. They let distractions get in the way. Like, don't get me wrong, I let distractions get in the way. I'm on my phone too much, just like anybody else. But we still get things in on time, right? And we still get the things done, and we still do it well. And we're still in constant communication with our clients, being honest with them. Hey, this is what's happening. This is what's changing. And that really matters. And that's what sets you apart. And that's how you go back to third point. Number three is that's how you keep customer retention, because you're different and people aren't going to want to work with anybody else, because they're like, well, how can I trust that person? I already have this trust in this person. So yeah, have integrity. You know, I think that's it. It's pretty short, and that's okay, because there's not much more I need to say about it. I think you understand that, like, doing what you said you're going to do is going to set you apart. and it just matters. Like, if it really matters, like, do it, you know? All right. Well, if you guys enjoyed the show, if you guys enjoy any of the shows, please like and comment and share. We really appreciate you guys watching and listening. I can't say that enough. Like, it really means a lot to us. And if you guys are ever looking for any marketing whatsoever, marketing advice, please send us a message. We would love to help you and assist you in any way that we possibly can. And just have a good day. Like, it's a good day to have a good day. And I think that needs to be said, because every day is a good day to have a good day. And I think that whenever you come at it with that perspective of, like, it's a good day to have a good day, you're going to be more integral, because you're like, it's a good day. No matter what happens, I'm still going to be honest. I'm still going to do the right thing. And it's going to be a good day. So have a good day. See you guys.